Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time! You asked for it and you got it at BruceBuffer.com. Championship introductions at a special rate are now provided for all of you as a keepsake for life, like you are being introduced like a champion in the cage. Just go to BruceBuffer.com. Specials for championship introductions, weddings, birthdays, voicemail, and business recordings. I'm here for you if you need me. Check me out at BruceBuffer.com. From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Las Vegas, where the UFC is, we are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry, we will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. It's No Holds Barred Radio, folks. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, President Trump, film, TV, UFC, and the election. And, of course, COVID. So here we are. I'm here with my co-host, producer, TJ DeSantis. TJ, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you? We made it. We made it to the other side of the election that's still not over. So.
Yeah, that's still not over. But let's talk about why it's not over, where it's going to go, and where we're going to be with the wonderful, the sensual, the beautiful, the ever outspoken Sammy Phillips. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Sammy, I know how glued you are to the election results. I know how glued I am to the election results. I've been watching, Fox, CNN, whatever's available. I don't care about fake news, real news. I just care about reality. So with what's going on, what did you do? Because I know you've had to be glued all night. You've had to.
Okay, so typically you would think I would be trolling people on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pushing my political views upon the world, trying to affect some type of outcome with this election. Not that there would be anything I could do at this point. Once your vote is cast, it's cast. So I normally it would be like fucking popcorn, calling all my friends, texting people. Oh, my fucking God. Glued to our seat. Maybe some tears. Not so many tears this year. Not yet. Last time, tons of tears. It was like the worst night ever. This night. So this is what ended up happening for me. I have a cat that's going crazy. I'm so sorry. It's just, stop it. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's very distracting. Here.
Okay, can't hear a thing. Can't hear a thing.
Hey, see, look at him. Look at him. He's crazy over there with the fucking nuts. So anyway, see, everyone loves nuts. Cats, girls. But anyway, so it just so turns out that I had several house guests last night. I had Kenna James, who is our pet of the year for 2016. She's one of my best friends. If I had a porn daughter, this would be the person. I love her to death. We are on extreme polar opposites of the political, get out of here, spectrum. Stop. Oh my God.
Sammy, it's okay. It's okay. Keep going.
Okay. So we are on the extreme political ends of the spectrum. She's a Republican, loves Trump. I am a Democrat. Does not love Trump. And we found ourselves together last night because she was staying because she has work in town, blah, 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 blah. So I had her in the house and Emily Addison, who I claim to be my cousin, who's also a Penthouse Pet of the Year runner-up for 2012. We're not really related, but we tell everybody that we are. So the three of us sat on the couch, the most diverse group of people possible. Oh, and then there was another hot model who had just driven from Oklahoma City, who had just arrived. She was in her bedroom, Miss Nicole Kitt. So four very diverse people in this home. We watched Holidate, which was like a rom-com that's on Netflix. And then we watched this crazy horror movie go up, go under, above up, of down under. Oh, as above, so below. Holy shit. So we watched a rom-com and a horror movie. I passed out in the middle of it. Just woke up every time everybody was screaming. We watched no political updates. We watched zero pundits, talking heads, polls, predictions, Zilcho, Zippo, which is so not me, but we had a very peaceful household. I can also tell you that we went through a lot of candy. There was all kinds. We look at all this. Us girls, we had all kinds of candies. We ordered pizza. We had beers and alcohols and wines, and we did not discuss the election. We all woke up this morning like, what the fuck is going on?
This sounds like a highly non-nutritional election pajama party film fest.
Well, I'm going to say all those candies, the worst kind of candy ever. Like, none of those get my vote. Lemon heads, what are you doing?
Okay, wait. How about these 420 rainbow belts? We love those.
Well, of course you'd like
them. And M&Ms. Who could go wrong with
them? Peanut M&Ms are good, right? Yeah. What else you got?
Mike and Ike's.
Terrible. Garbage.
Who doesn't love Ghirardelli squares?
Right. That. Yeah.
I don't love them unless they're paying the show money. Put those products away. We're not making any money off. Is the way Brock
Lesnar
said.
Can I just say, you watch comedies and horror films, and I did the same thing, except my titles were a little different. The comedies and horror shows that I saw last night were CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and, just the regular nonsense going on.
I was watching that, too, watching it. Listen, the election is not over. We'll get into that in a second. But while you're on the subject of horror movies, I want to recommend a film that I watched this week. And I couldn't believe what I saw when it first opened, only because I'm used to seeing him in the great, unbelievable movie called Gladiator. I watched Russell Crowe's new film called Unhinged. You want to watch something that's going to scare the bejesus out of you? I won't even give you the plot.
Oh,
wild. Did you see it? It's wild.
Really?
Wild. I watched it twice. I had a friend over last night. We watched it again, right? It was just crazy. But I'm going to tell you, Russell Crowe, remember him in Gladiator, right? Are you not entertained? He's an amazing actor. He doesn't. He weighs about 300 pounds. He's 6 feet tall. Now, whether he's got a
prosthesis. Russell Crowe weighs 300 pounds?
When you look at a man who's 6 feet tall, the way it registered, and I'm not putting him down.
Right.
I think he's a fantastic actor, but it's amazing the transition. It's almost like Orson Welles. If you know of Orson Welles in the old days, how good looking he was when he made Citizen Kane and directed it. And
was
again,
it for the
amazing
film?
Actor. Pardon me?
Was it for the film that he'd gotten this big?
Russell Crowe, I think when he did the Noah movie was when I noticed he started putting on weight, and he did a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, but he's kind of maintained it. And I couldn't tell whether he was wearing a prosthesis type adjustment to his belly area. But when you look at his face, I mean, he's amazing actor. Sorry, I don't mean to put him down. It's just the transition physically is crazy.
That's interesting.
Did you say the name of the movie?
Pardon me?
Did you say the name of the movie?
Yes, it's called Unhinged. And I'm telling you, when you watch this film, you will become unhinged.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It deals with road rage, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. Okay? I'm down. I'm watching it. You should watch the film Us.
Not for your son, TJ.
No, of course not. You should watch the film Us. It's a Jordan Peele film. It's a horror movie. It is unbelievably creepy.
Which one?
It's called Us.
Oh, that was wild.
You saw it?
Yeah, with the black family and the reproduction.
Yeah, it's, dude.
That's just.
I didn't know what I was getting myself in store for, and I saw that it was a Jordan Peele film, and I knew that he had done Get Out. I haven't watched Get Out yet, but
the best picture of the year.
I know. I understand. I don't watch a lot of movies, Buff. We've been over this, but watching Us, like, again, just it was on Hulu, and I just opened it up, and it was just like, okay. It was hard to go to bed a little bit later.
That's one of those films. And Unhinged is that kind of film, too. I don't recommend watching it right before you go to bed. I'll just give you that little note. Okay, now, speaking of film, we do need to – I want to offer my condolences, best wishes to the family and loved ones in the passing of the legendary Sean Connery, James Bond. Passed away at 90 years old last week.
I knew this was going to hit you, Buff. I mean, you being such a Bond fan that I knew that this one was going to register and hit a little close to home with you.
Yeah, yeah. I just one of the most amazing voices of anybody ever.
Was he your favorite Bond?
Yeah, he's my favorite Bond overall. Although I will say, as I mentioned on the show before, Pierce Brosnan did an excellent job.
Oh, 100%.
Not that anybody.
Yeah,
but he did an excellent job.
He's the Bond of my generation.
He's the Bond of your generation, but the current Bond, Roger Craig.
Daniel Craig.
So many things on my mind right now. Daniel Craig, Ian Fleming's book, when Ian Fleming, the writer of James Bond, originally wrote James Bond back in the 50s, he pictured James Bond exactly as Daniel Craig. He was blonde. He was troubled inside. Everything about him, the brooding personality, the inner killer that he was, different from the James Bond Sean Connery character, but Daniel Craig is the epitome of Ian Fleming's actual depiction of James Bond, and I think he does a fantastic job. And of course, we know that this is his last Bond movie coming out because the new Bond is going to be a female Bond. Mm. It's going female, and
that's
I'm
cool.
excited to see that.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool.
Hey, breaking one news here, Buff. I don't know if you want to get on the election yet, but CNN.
I will, but one other thing.
Okay.
Sean Connery, people don't know, was actually the bodybuilding champion of England before he became an actor.
Really?
You can believe that.
Not the
steroidal type bodybuilding
right.
now. No offense.
I don't even think that was an option back then, probably.
Natural bodybuilder, beautiful male specimen. Yes, he was a bodybuilding champion. Very, very small note that a lot of people are not aware of. Let's get into the election.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're aware, Wisconsin has leaned and has now been projected and claimed by former Vice President Joe Biden.
You're kidding, really?
That is what my television is saying right now.
I'm looking at it, too. We got Biden with 237 electoral votes at the time of the show and Trump with 213.
Right, which is not across the board, right? Like, when you look at different networks, they seem to have different electoral numbers, it seems.
Sammy, you mentioned before we started the show that Fox is reporting different numbers.
Yeah, when I was watching last night, oh my God, what a crazy Freudian slip. When I was in bed with Kenna last night and she was watching.
Can we
Fox
change the subject matter and go back to that subject? I'd like to hear more.
No, we cannot. We're on the election. Let's go.
So I had a full house. Yeah. Like I said, so Kenna was sleeping in my bed because we're like family. We like to watch movies together, blah, blah, blah. So when we went to bed very late, she was on her phone watching Fox, and I was I just had turned off the TV, and I was watching CNN, and it had said that Trump had 213 electoral votes and that Biden had 220. But yet last night, Fox said 238, that Biden had 238 electoral votes, when CNN only said 220. Even this morning, when we were all watching the news this morning, when we got up, we were like, what the fuck's going on? And we all put on our respective networks. Ours still said, I think ours was like 227 or whatever, 224. And then hers still said 238 for Biden. So I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, none of us are going to know what it means.
Either CNN is not caught up to snuff.
No. So it works this way. It's their projections. So there's not one like official projection. A lot of people go by the AP, but Fox called Arizona for Biden where no other network had. I still don't know if any network has. And I don't know if Fox is still sticking with that projection of Arizona being for Biden. It's looking that way. But like that's the thing. Like the projections across the board last night were much different. Fox called, I believe, Texas for Trump like 2 or 3 hours before CNN did. It's crazy. It's like sort of.
Oh, wait. So I decided not to cut you off last night. There's a point in these elections where you just tap out and you're like, I've had it. I'll just like wake up and figure it out.
What was that time for you, Sammy? Because for my wife, it was about 8:30. She's over it.
Okay. It was whatever hour. Because remember, we were watching movies. We were like staying away from it. And then we turn on the news before going to bed. When I saw Trump give a victory speech at 213 electoral votes, and this is just on the CNN, and CNN said that Biden had 220, but he had 213 according to their prediction. I'm still like, whoa, that's very premature, like ejaculation, not very pleasant. Sir, what are you doing? And he just like,
we need to get,
and came out with his family smiling and clapping and like he won.
Did Sammy just compare the president's reaction to premature ejaculation?
Yes.
Is that what I just heard?
Which is why Sam needs to be on a political talk show desk, because Sam will draw ratings. Like, my God, that was terrible and amazing.
Thank God those are two words that I've never had to say in my lifetime. Ba-da-ba-ding. Okay, so anyway, Sammy.
So I was just like, oh, my God. I even tweeted. I called him a clown, and then I just went to bed. I figured
out. I kind of did a similar thing. My friend and I were watching the election and stuff, and then basically we decided to just turn on a movie and shut it off and like give ourselves an hour and a half to 2 hour break and then turn it back on and see what happened. And of course the numbers change, but right now it's 237 to 213. The Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Well, Wisconsin again is leaning towards Biden, as TJ said. These are all big states that could sway it either way. It's a very tight run. I don't think with the write-in ballots, from what I'm hearing, we're not going to know anything until Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I think Pennsylvania said that they will not be done counting their mail-in ballots until Friday. So, but that is leaning towards Trump. It was thought last night that Pennsylvania would have to essentially go the way of Biden for him to clinch the presidency. But it looks like he has secured now, at least officially, according to CNN, the state of Wisconsin. And Michigan is also leaning toward him. So if Michigan holds and Nevada, I believe, as well holds, and Arizona goes the way that most people are predicting, Biden will be the next president of the United States.
You know that the betting line, Sammy, is Biden wins 2-1.
It was all over the place.
You win $500. They have Biden as the 2-1 favorite to win the election.
It was all over the place last night, Bruce. I was actually looking at lines.
What was the line last night?
So it was as high as Trump being a 4-1 favorite at times.
What?
Yes, it was all over the place. This is what I'm saying. So, like, looking last night, when you had that blue wall that the liberals have leaned on for so long in the states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, Ohio obviously went to Trump, but all three of those other states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, were leaning towards Trump, so he was a significant bet. But what was interesting to me was the state of Arizona to be won by Biden. He was like a plus 800 underdog, and this was even after Arizona had been called for Biden by Fox News, and now it's still not necessarily called, but it appears that it's going to go the way of Biden, but he was a huge underdog for that state, even after it was already called by Fox News.
Okay, so you're talking about, the state by state. Yes, of course.
No. I'm saying for Trump at one point last night was a 4-1 favorite to win the presidency. And it dropped very, very low. And now you have, obviously, Biden as the 2.5-1 favorite, I believe, at this point.
Oh,
but that line was switching all night long. Like, literally, every 5 to 10 minutes, you would see significant line movement.
Right. But again, I want to explain to the people, and we've talked about this on sports betting before, the reason a line changes is because of where the money's going.
Right.
Okay.
I also believe last night it's a little bit different, not just where the money's going, it's what people are talking about. On the news, I think that odds maker is adjusting those lines not solely based on money. There are projections that are coming out, and if they can change that line before money goes in to actually make money on the sports book, I think they'll do that as well.
So what you're saying is that each guy has
a puncher's chance. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go, Sammy. This is what you got to come over and pick up, Sammy. So, or I'll drop it off.
Oh, okay. You should.
I've never been drunk before, Buff.
I'll be Brian over. We'll say hi to you and Ken and everybody.
I've never been drunk before, Buff. I will get drunk on Puncher's Chance live on this radio program.
90 proof. You guys get your bottles, and I'll tell you what. We'll do the shot every 15-minute show.
I'll die if we do that.
No. It has to be like if someone says the F-bomb. Like if someone
No,
then I'll have a hangover for a week with you on the show.
No,
it has to be something good, like something that one of you guys would
drank before, guys. You can't destroy me in a drinking game. You get like me getting a buzz on will be ridiculous. Okay.
We record this show midday. After the show, I train for 2 hours. I don't feel like training on a bunch of Puncher's Chance, but whatever happens, happens. Listen, one thing I want to tell you about Puncher's Chance and little plug here. Just got news yesterday. We're now going to be, we've hit our 10th state. Empire Distributors has now opened up the entire state of New York. Puncher's Chance will be in all the liquor stores in New York come January. Very excited.
Yay.
Very excited about that.
That's selling
through the roof. And while we're on the subject, I'll give you a little thing here. I'm going to release a little something for you. If I can find it, I'll show it in a second of the other product. But I got the final version of the cologne bottle. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, we'd love to see it.
Okay, well, let me find it here. And while we're looking on this, Sammy, there's no civil unrest yet that I've read. Have you guys heard of any civil unrest going on around the country with the election that everybody's worried about, which I hope...
In the term of protest? Because I think we have civil unrest, at least from a philosophic standpoint. But no, nothing violent in the streets or anything that I've heard.
Thank you. That's good. I'm very happy to hear
that. Yeah, but it's still weird to me to hear Times Square had boarded up things last night just to be on the safe side. Like, the idea that an election in this country is going to force business owners to essentially reinforce entrances so people don't get in and destroy their business is just, it's mind-boggling to me. That's not something that I ever thought we would have to deal with in the United States. You hear about things like that on the world news, not domestically, but that's where we're at.
I know. But, Beverly Hills is completely boarded up.
Right. It's crazy to me.
Crazy. All right, speaking of crazy guys.
The fence that's all around the White House.
Oh, yeah, really far back from the White House. Unscalable, allegedly.
There's several tiers.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Let's now?
Let's see. I'm going to unveil something.
Here we go. To the people. World announcement here on It's Time Radio.
Okay, I've told you before that I'm working on my own special. Not working, it's happening. I've created my own special cologne scent with a major company out of the UK for international distribution everywhere all around the world. The orders are already ready and waiting, coming in. It's amazing, the reaction. But it's going to be called It's Time. I've had a perfumery make up a wonderful scent. We also have a line of toiletries, deodorant, body wash, all this that's going to come with it. But I'm going to unveil the bottle to you right now. I would like your opinion.
World premiere. Here we go. Oh, wow. That is very luxurious.
Wow.
Oh, I like the logo. I like the lettering there. That's good.
So it's got the signature on it.
Look at that cap. That thing is insane.
Yeah. And they're also going to make a solid gold plated edition because in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, there's a big demand for that kind of stuff.
Right. But so you can go pawn the bottle when you're done.
Yep. I will have samples for you guys probably within a couple months. It's going to be released. We're trying to release this before Christmas. If not, it'll be in January, but I'll have samples soon. But,
I'm going to
crack up if I walk into a duty free shop in the airport and travels and there's Julia Roberts and there's Matthew McConaughey and there's me with this. I'm sorry. I'm going to fall on the floor laughing my ass off.
You're going to take a photo of yourself with that. I mean, that's what you're going to do because that would just be money. But do you have I don't know what they would call it, a scent outline. Can you tell us what we should expect this thing to smell like?
Yeah, I do. I will give you a little taste.
Oh, you're gonna find the technical terms that they.
I have it here, but okay. Let's talk about something while I look for
the elements of musk and sandalwood.
I mean, I assume it's gonna smell something like when I think of what a Bruce Buffer cologne would smell like I'm gonna get some hints of the ocean, you know what I mean, some ocean types of because you surf
there
and then some upper class sort of something that would give you the idea of pomp and circumstance, because you're always doing the big fight. It's gonna be it's got to be something crisp,
you ready?
Not a musk.
I'll give you a little hint. Okay,
all right.
Top notes are do you know what bergamot is, Sammy?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, bergamot, lemon, mandarin, galbanum.
Okay, so some citrus. I like that.
No, yeah, citrus side.
I like
also
that.
Violet, geranium, lavender, and sage.
I like this.
Basic hints of moss, cedar wood, and musk.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I said musk.
Musk is good, but it can't be like the main sort of thing. But like, I like
No, it's not the main.
But I like the natural elements because, like, again, Bruce, like, it's weird to me that people don't know the level of surfer that you are, which is weird because it's a huge, it's a building block, I think, of your life.
But
when you mentioned the wood notes, the hints of like natural, you know, flowers and things like that, like that's what it's got to be if it's going to represent your personality in any way.
Well, here's a little example that I have a major perfumery that created four different scents, of which we picked the one. The other three scents are going to go into my three different lines of body wash and deodorant and the aftershave and all that kind of stuff. But basically, it's the true essence of a gentleman. Fresh notes of what I told you. It's a floral combination of violet, geranium, and lavender with like a natural sophistication. But it's a perfect medley of synchronized nature type elements. And the one thing that people are doing now, it's not just made for men. Women are going to want to wear this too. It's got that, what do you call the term? Unisex or whatever the term is?
For both men and women? Yeah, yeah. Unisex, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's made for men, but it's the kind of thing that women will enjoy the scent too. So I just want to say, guys, this is not, I'm not the guy that can do this, okay? This is not my brain. I know what I bring to the table, but I am on the team of formulation, but I have top experts, some of the top people in the world, right, not here in the States, in the UK and in the Arab Emirates, that are designing from the bottle to the scent and everything.
That's the way it needs to be, Buff. You need to be able to have some influence, but you need to let the experts do what they do, right?
Yeah, but I'm very excited. So we'll see. I'm just giving you a little hint, and that's what we'll leave it at that.
I love it.
More exciting thing coming up. Thank you.
The
so
bottle
much.
Looks amazing. That's really cool. For me, like if you do different versions, I would love a solid black version of that. You know,
well, we were gonna do black, but when you go into the stores, men's things are black or brown,
right.
Green. You know, this on the counter is gonna stand out.
For sure.
I guess sore thumb.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, though, is like if you do like maybe another sort of spinoff, you know, It's Time Nights or something like that, like it'd be cool to have a black version of that bottle.
I'm with you. I love that, too. The trick in marketing, the trick in business is to create the pipeline and then you load it.
Okay? Right. No, 100%.
Pipeline work, then you load it.
Well, you mentioned the other toiletries and stuff. Like, I fully believe that if this is as successful as I think it will be, this is just the beginning of probably a lot of different products, and with that, different brands of the same sort of product.
Very smart, TJ.
I'm smart.
very perceptive, smart.
Except when I'm not smart, when I watch
You know
the
how
news.
I work? I'm not a one-off guy. I'm in it for the long run. I don't want the quick buck. I want the long consistency run of quality, class, and success, as I've done in almost everything I've done, and I proved it, even with my failures. And I'm applying the same business principles to this. And if Sammy likes the scent and you like the scent, when you scent it or smell it, that's going to be a win for me. Okay, enough of me, guys. Enough of the products. Let's go on to some other stuff here. You know, the Trump rallies last week, whether you're for Donald Trump, President Trump, rather, or Biden or not, I've never given my personal political view yet. We know that. That's my private business. But when I look at things that are happening in the world and you realize that people are sitting together without masks, crowd spreading the whole bit. There was a study that was done, and one of them stated, and again, it could be fact, it could be fiction, but the bottom line is these studies are being done by quality people, educated people. A term that was said, and Sammy, you could quote me wrong in this, they claim the Trump rallies have led to potentially 30,000 COVID cases and 700 deaths, according to a study by Stanford. That bothers me. Does it bother you?
Here's the thing. It doesn't bother them, right?
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't know. They keep showing up to the rallies. They keep defending him. They've gone and voted for him even after. Which rally was it where, like, thousands of people were stranded without buses and the minus degree cold, and they had to walk 3 miles? And
it was South Dakota, wasn't it?
Somewhere. So I just feel that if you willingly participate in events that are considered super spreaders, but you don't believe in COVID nor wearing masks, and then you or someone that you know gets COVID because no one's wearing masks, I feel bad, you know, I don't wish that on anyone, but it's like, you know, if you know something is bad for you, yet you still go and do it, then I don't really feel so bad for you. That's, you chose, it's a choice. Life is a choice.
You're, you're absolutely correct in that.
You know what concerns me about it, though, guys, is the fact that you mentioned these people don't seem to care too much about it. They go to the rallies. That's also the political party that actually turns out on election day to vote in person. And that's what's most alarming to me, is you're going to these events and then you're also going to a public forum afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, let's see how it all pans out. We won't know anything, but we're seeing how that pans out.
Quick update, you know, Buff.
A couple other election notes, Sammy. I think you'd be very happy about this. I'm sorry, TJ. Did you want to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say the live line just changed again for the presidential race. You're looking at Joe Biden as a 3.5-1 favorite right now.
What? Really?
Yep, 3.5-1. The comeback on Trump is +245.
I first heard this before the election because a buddy of mine, actually my stockbroker, called me up. He put $20,000 down on Biden at to win 10,000 at the 2-1.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if I would have bet Biden as a favorite, especially last night when I mean, he was a 4-1 dog at times.
Yeah.
But then don't you guys always root for the underdog? I had a boyfriend that says he always bets the underdog and always wins.
Well, yeah, I root for the underdog because that's the way to win the most money. But in this case, you root for who you believe is going to win. This is not the kind of bet that I would, if I was to make a bet like this, it would be on who I wanted to win, minus the odds, minus everything. In football, and especially in fighting, you want the underdog because it's more bang for your buck if you win.
Well, generally, you want to bet value. And if you feel that a 2-1 favorite really should be a 6-1 favorite, you bet the 2-1 favorite and you load up. The way that this line has shifted last night, as well as just since we've been on this program, I don't think I would ever bet politics. Like, it's so volatile in the way, like, you might get 3-1 odds, in your favor. And then that person shoots up to 18-1 odds like 10 minutes later because someone said something on the news. Like, it's bonkers.
Well, I'll tell you what else is bonkers. There's a couple things also related to the election. Tito Ortiz has won the election. He is now the councilman, one of three councilmen in Huntington Beach, California. Tito Ortiz has entered the political realm.
Did you see the actual results? Not only did he win as one of the top three city councilmen, he was the number one vote getter. He received more votes than anybody else. We'll see how that works out.
About 35,000 votes, or 14.3% of the total 100%, when you break it down, is what he got.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, he was the number one vote getter for city councilman. I've seen Tito online saying a bunch of stuff. He's kind of a conspiracy guy. It'll be interesting to see how he impacts local politics.
I was going to say, let me guess, he lives in Orange County and he's a Republican.
Well, you know,
he's
funny.
Very much for Donald Trump. Very much for Donald Trump.
Last night.
He claims that COVID is just like the flu. One of those.
Last night, I looked at the projections and it held through overnight. Orange County went blue.
Really?
Yep.
No.
It did.
Really?
No.
Look it up.
Wow.
Yep, Orange County and San Bernardino County as well went blue.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the whole state of California, I mean, not Orange County, but the whole state of California is...
Have you guys been seeing, like, these motorcades of Trump supporters?
The Trump trains?
With their flags, their black flags with their blue lines, etc.
Yeah, the Trump train. The most notable story was the... sort of train that tried to run the Biden and Harris bus off the road.
Yeah, I read about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And isn't the FBI looking into that?
I don't know. I mean, you would think.
Yeah, no, they are. Oh,
yeah, that's
right. Yeah, no, they are. They are looking into it. Yes, of course. I mean, listen, you either follow the law or you break the law. I don't care who you're for. You either break the law or you follow the law, period. You know? And if you're breaking the law, then you got to suffer the consequences, period. Right? Sammy, this will make you happy. Five states are approving marijuana.
Which ones?
New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota.
Huh.
They've all voted to approve pot measures. More places Sammy can choose to move to if she wants to.
I want to get the fuck out of Dodge. Yeah.
Do you really want to get out? A lot of people want to leave LA.
No, I don't understand that. I said that's if I want to. A friend of mine's like, yeah, we don't want to move back to LA. Everyone's leaving. Everyone hates it there. And I'm like, well, I don't hate it here. I like it. Like,
so real quick on the Orange County tip, 54% of the vote in Orange County went for Joe Biden.
Wow.
That's roughly 686,000 to Trump's 560,000. So there you go. Blue Orange
County. Here's breaking news.
Breaking news.
It looks like Nevada now. Biden just got the edge in Nevada.
I think he's had the edge for a while, but they haven't called it.
Yeah.
Next election, we're just going to do the election night. We're going to do a podcast the whole night. We're going to check in with political correspondent Sam Phillips, who will talk about all sorts of things that are not necessarily generally related to politics.
Please. All right, well, let's talk about a couple of things not related to politics. Let's go over some things in the news. New York City gun arrests, and whether this is COVID related or not, have increased by 102% for October. Shooting incidents versus last year, up 121% since October of last year.
You can't go anywhere.
I know, it's crazy. It's just so crazy. Walmart took all their guns and ammunition off the floors earlier this week or later last week.
Who took it off the floors? The customers?
Walmart. No, Walmart.
I know that. I know that. You just can't buy anything anywhere.
But now they put them back. They put them back on the floor. I don't get it. You take it off, you put it back on. I mean, make a decision.
Well,
but
I mean, that's a problem. That's a problem. We're in this like very herky jerky, like reactionary state of things, right? I mean, like, look at the city of Portland. They had 100+ nights of unrest. Like, think about that. 100 nights of protesting. I understand that we're a country of different states and different protocols are implemented differently everywhere. But I never would have thought, Bruce, that in a major metropolitan area in this country that we would have 100 nights of uprising. And
I don't think any of us expected anything. This is a year of unexpectation. This is a year of history being made.
Expect the unexpected at this point, right? Like, I heard someone on a recent podcast of This American Life talk about being alive for multiple decades. And it's like, yeah, I survived the 60s. I survived the 70s, 80s, 90s, the aughts, the teens. And he said, now I'm trying just to survive every month of 2020. And like, when you think about it, like, every month has been like a mini decade of this year because it has just been so not even necessarily physically trying. Like, I understand that a lot of people don't think that the pandemic will affect everyone physically. But that said, mentally, I don't know about you guys, but I'm just exhausted with things. And my life really personally hasn't changed that much.
It's exhausting. It is exhausting.
I know, and that's what the other side's counting on is people's exhaustion and their you know, they're being over
this
it.
This is the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G.
I don't know why that's doing that.
The new iPhone Pro 5G and listen to It's Time with Bruce
Wow.
Parker.
Yeah. Here, guys, a couple other things, too. Let's not forget to congratulate the L.A. Dodgers on their win as world champions. Very interesting that they pulled Justin Turner mid-game, I think around the seventh inning, because he tested positive for COVID. And then he runs back on the field to celebrate with the whole team.
I mean, I'm not justifying it by any means, but it's not like they weren't exposed to him already. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. It's just, listen, this.
Yeah, what about umpires or what about?
Oh, 100%. People? I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Ball boys, you little bat kids.
Yeah, you have a, I don't know if they had those at the games this year. I don't think they were like small kids by any means.
But this is just more proof of the pudding of the fact that you can test negative today,
right,
this morning,
mm-hmm,
and be positive this afternoon.
Right.
Because you don't know what happened in the last 14 days.
And I saw the CDC issue a warning that was saying, like, they're with these tests, they're still new, and with the virus not, you know, really following typical norms that we're used to and seeing in these things, that you have to take every test with a grain of salt, especially if you're testing that often. You're going to get false positives. You're going to get false negatives. Which, at the same time, like, if that's a protocol and you're basing everything on it, if you can't trust the test, why are we even doing anything? But I mean, I'm to the point now where I do think we need to try to progress as much as we can, as safely as possible, because otherwise we're just going to fall apart. But at the same time, Bruce, it's like when you look at this thing logically, I just go back to March and go, we should have just locked down a lot harder. If we just would have locked down a lot harder, maybe we wouldn't be where we're at today. Maybe we
would. Not going to lock down a lot harder when the country is not led by example and done properly. That's all I'm going to say. We know what that's. We know what the reason we didn't lock down. Okay?
Buffer, you mentioned a moment ago that you don't make your political beliefs known. I've done the show with you for 12 years. You haven't outright said things, but I know what you're thinking. It's all right.
Well, I'm talking about a fact of COVID. And the fact of COVID is the
but
fact
again,
that we didn't lock down. We should have locked down. The president himself was found on tape as saying that he didn't want to tell us to avoid panic.
Right.
I mean, and it's been brought out. 1 month could have saved God knows how many lives. I'm not saying that's my political view, whether I voted for Trump or not. I'm just talking about the reality of COVID.
Again, it's not even like I'm saying that you're casting a ballot here with that subject. I'm just saying it goes back to leadership. And, it comes down to the – like, I know a lot of people – like, I'm not trying to criticize Trump here, but I know a lot of people that agree or are in alignment with Donald Trump's political views, but they didn't want to vote for him because he's not leaderly, because he does not lead – by example. He does not deliver the message in a way that they would want that message to be delivered, even if they agree with him. And that, I think, was very apparent with this election, that, you know, we're very divided, but it's coming down to like a few hundred thousand or a few million people throughout the country. And I know that's a lot of people in your head when you think about a million people, but it's such a small margin of victory. And, every vote counts. That's for sure.
That's true, but let me put it this way, and then we're going to get off the politics and get on to more stories. I do believe that if COVID did not happen, this election be over, Trump would be reelected.
I agree.
There would be all this.
100%.
It would be done.
100%.
The only thing that's interfering with him is the way he handled the COVID situation. I think that's really affected a lot of people beyond the people that didn't want to vote for him to begin with. Had COVID not happened, slam dunk.
I also think the mail-in ballots were a bit to
that too.
Demise as well, simply because – what I think we learned more than anything, guys, in this election is if you hand deliver a ballot to someone in their home, they're more likely to vote than in other years. If it's as simple as filling something out and throwing it in the mail, that's a lot easier for people that don't have the gumption to get up and go to their polling place. And to me, I firmly believe that the mail-in vote was a good thing, especially for these times. We can argue security about it all day and all night, but I know that I filled out a ballot, handed it in by mail. I was able to confirm its receipt with the county registrar. I don't know.
You know why I'm laughing or smiling? Because I consider myself a fairly intelligent individual, and I certainly pay attention to detail. But I mailed in my ballot, and I got a letter back 3 days later saying I forgot to sign it. I need to send that back in so they can count the vote.
But do you see that, though? Like, think about that for a brief moment. How on top of that were they? Like, the fact that they didn't disregard it, they didn't not count it, they didn't just count it. Like, the fact that they came back to you, like, I didn't even know they had enough people overseeing that process to ensure that they could make that right.
Oh, it's crazy.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys something, and I forgot and just remembered again, but talking about locking down and things that could have been done to prevent, like, early on, would have prevented the situation now. So we've discussed in one of the earlier shows how Europe is going back into lockdown for their second wave, their second phase over the winter holidays. So one of my best friends is Julian Lennon, and they just locked down Monaco for a month. Literally, people are locked in their homes. You need a paper, a government paper, to leave your home, literally. Not allowed to leave. And if you do, you will, I don't know if you'll get arrested, but something not great happens to you. So Monaco is one of the richest little, you know, enclaves there are. And they also did a lockdown the first time around. And there's so many other countries and cities, and we were probably one of the only ones that didn't really have a mandated anything for anything, which is why we're in the position we're in.
Well, I was just talking to my, again, the people in England who were handling my energy products and my cologne toiletry line. And, you know, they locked down England all over. That's completely on lockdown, too. Right.
But again, like, when we're on lockdown here in the States, I don't think it's as strict as over there because, like,
we
have to pass laws. Like, I mean, we can put a mandate out. Like, we're at a stay-at-home order. What does that mean? Nothing. It means absolutely nothing. There's no ticket. Your county might try to issue a ticket. Your city that you live in might try to issue a ticket. But there's no statewide mandate that says, don't leave your home or this is going to happen. And I'm of two minds of that. Like, one, I feel like our rights shouldn't necessarily be taken away that easily. There should be a process to ensure that things like that are in place and have to go through the proper steps to be taken away from us. But at the same time, because of those rights, it's a hard process to implement to the point of efficiency. You know, if we're all told to stay home, but we say, oh, yeah, only necessary workers leave. Well, the cops can't stop everyone and check your necessary stuff. And I don't know. Like, it's just strange. It's odd. There are no rules if the rules are toothless.
Yeah, the last thing I want to make on this, again, I'm trying to get into some stories and off this, but everything we're saying is needed to be heard. I'm still going to say it again. The one thing, the fault I find in this country, whether it's gun control or some other things we can talk about, legalization of marijuana, you name it, it has to be a mandate. It won't happen. It's all state by state. If the feds are going to take control of this, make a mandate where we all follow the same rules,
right,
and we as a country act upon it and get it done.
And
listen,
is that good though, Bruce? Like, is that good? Because like you talk about marijuana, like it's legal at the state level in many states, but you can still be arrested by the DEA whenever they want to come take you.
Yeah, I know. There's holes everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
it's good and it's bad, right?
Yep. We got a stupid is as stupid does of the week story. This is actually kind of tragic in its own right. But a Florida man was mauled by a leopard after he paid this place, Pogi or whatever, Pogi's property. He paid $150 to have a full contact experience with a leopard. And the leopard, when he went into the leopard just mauled him. Side of his head, his ear, everything. Now the Pogi property, if I'm saying that correctly, was issued two misdemeanor citations for allowing full contact while maintaining captive wildlife. I mean, seriously, are you going to pay $150 to go look a lion or a tiger in the face as much as we would want to?
No.
You know, beyond an MGM lion that's, you know, the peaceful lion you can go see at the Mandalay Bay or something in the old days. I would never do this.
I'm fine looking through plexiglass, and if I want to stare into a lion's eyes, I'll just pull up a picture on Google.
Like, how about you, Sammy? As much as your love of the feline gender, which I love too.
The feline gender?
Yeah, that was a wrong choice of words, wasn't it?
Species. Feline species.
Species.
I feel that I have a special relationship with the feline genders. And I think that if I were to engage in any type of staring directly in the eyes, roughhouse or play, that they'd be fine with me. I have four fucking cats, guys. Four.
Yeah, cats, four domestic
pounds, 10
cats.
10 to 15 pound versions of,
yeah, I know, but they're just a very animal. Big cat.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? This happened probably 2 years ago. It's very ironic. I was taking my kitty litter out to the trash can. And I saw a mountain lion in my cul-de-sac. Not a bobcat, a mountain lion, which I lived on the north side of a state park that unfortunately pretty much burned to a crisp a couple weeks back. But, you realize how big those cats are? I was terrified. I ran into my house swearing and screaming. My wife was thinking I was having a heart attack. But this thing was bigger than my car, guys. Like, I'm not kidding you. It was... I don't know what it weighed, but if it wanted to kill me, it would have taken absolutely nothing. So, Sam, you're too brave.
It just wanted to.
One of those little 10 to 15 pound felines that Sammy has in her house themselves could totally ruin you. Could ruin you on a bad day.
I have my fair share of scars on my arms from cats over the years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it happens, but listen, in Malibu, I saw mountain lions and they used to come around. We lost two cats. Don't let your cats outside. You know,
stop being pussy haters, you guys.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
No, I love cats. Come on. You know Bogey and Rocky, my old cats. You know how much I love cats.
I think Sam said that for shock value, Buff. It's okay.
I got you.
It's okay.
Hey, Sammy, you've been reading about Johnny Depp. He lost his wife beating case against Amber Heard.
That's terrible. Have you heard those videos, those audio recordings of her and him fighting?
No. How bad are they?
Oh, so bad. She's a fucking...
I'm not going to say it takes one to know one, but it definitely takes a woman to recognize that in another woman, I say.
She literally is like, so what if I'm crazy? Blah, 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 blah. You think an open hand slap is a punch? You're crazy. Like, she admits to beating him. I'm going to find that link and I'll send it to you privately. Anybody else, just Google Amber Heard Johnny Depp recordings. It'll come up.
So my question to you is, what they're saying is this could definitely have an effect on Johnny Depp's career. What do you think?
Yeah, because I think they scrapped a Pirates. So that's why, based on these allegations, so that's why he did this suit. I believe because it has affected his livelihood.
Gotcha. Well, we'll see how that pans out. I mean, he's a huge star. He's probably one of the greatest actors of our generation. But you know what? Careers can disappear overnight. We know that. We've seen it. We see it all the time. All right, a little collectible talk real quick. I want to bring back a couple things here. I mentioned to you before, TJ, that I had a wax pack of 1961 Fleer basketball unopened and graded. And it sold for $3,500 about 3 months ago. It's on auction right now. It's not even over yet, and it's up to $7,800. That's another 100% increase in value in 6 months.
Buff, we're going to start calling this collectible segment the ones that got away. Because
no, I have.
Oh, you have it. Okay,
okay. I own two of these.
I thought that you sold it for $35.
No, I'm proud to say that I have it. I did not let it go. And another one is the one I bought for my birthday in 1957, unopened wax pack of baseball, which has Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays in it.
Right.
I paid, again, we're talking about this because I'm trying to let people know about their collectibles. Of course, these are high grade, very expensive ones, but I paid $2,700 for this 5 years ago. And right now, it just is now about to sell for $7,000.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. I got an idea, Buff. I got an idea. We should play a game. Beginning of next year, you and I are going to have 10 virtual $1,000, okay?
And we're
going to do some buying, and then we'll check throughout the year of what the average auction price is for those collectibles and see who wins in the end.
Very cool. And you know how I always talk about the collectibles should be pre-1975, you know, as far as the amount?
Yeah.
Well, Rob Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's brother, and Rich Get Richer, he opened up a pack. And it had one of these rare Tom Brady cards in it.
Uh-huh.
He had it graded at 10. Now the card's valued at $250,000.
That's bananas. Absolute bananas. You know, that's what we should do. We should actually maybe open this up to, I don't know, five listeners to do this fantasy little game with us. And Sam sent in links, which show up on the air. But that's all right.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
No. Okay.
We should do that. Maybe we'll do. Let's just call it an even 10, Bruce. So 10 listeners can join this thing with us, and we'll track down their sales, and maybe we'll even allow people to do some buying and exchanging. It's like basically the virtual stock market game, but with collectibles. That'll be fun.
Yeah, be a lot of fun. Put it together. We'll do it. I have no problem with that, guys. I want to wish and very good idea, TJ. I got to get into my training session here, so we're going to wind up. I wanted to tell you guys, too, that I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to somebody very special to me, the legendary greatest announcer of all time, sports and entertainment, my brother, Michael Buffer, celebrated his 76th birthday on November 2nd.
I mean, I love Michael, but I was like, he's wishing the greatest announcer happy birthday. Bruce's birthday's in May.
I'm going to blush. Thank you.
May 21st. How about that? See? Like, I know. May 21st of the day.
That's it. 21st. I was conceived in Las Vegas, born on the 21st, and I love blackjack.
See?
My dad told me that's where I was conceived.
It's easy to remember. I can't even remember my own birthday half the time, but I know Buff.
I only remember my birthday.
Which is?
That's okay.
Literally, I don't know anyone else's birthday.
What's your birthday?
Thank God for the iPhone. Thank God for the iPhone.
No, thank God for Facebook. Jesus Christ.
No, thank God for the new iPhone 12 with 5G that you heard all about here moments ago on It's Time Radio. Courtesy of Sam's computer. Sam, what's your birthday?
Hey, Sammy. Hang on.
February 25th.
What is it?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces?
Sammy, okay. I was a model yesterday. I had to do, I've got three photo sessions in the next month for the cologne and for Puncher's Chance. But yesterday, twincasino.com, which I'm the spokesperson for internationally, I had to go do the whole modeling shoot for about 10 campaigns coming up. We shot over in different outfits, even in Lederhosen, if you want to get me in Lederhosen, the tuxedos, the whole bit. We shot over 1,000 pictures in a 3-hour sesh. I work really fast. I got to give credit, man. I'm going to tell you, you would think modeling's easy and stuff like that. I was a little tired after that.
I know
you've done it 1,000 times, but it's work.
It's the perfect storm of your face, your body, your attitude, the lighting, the photographer. Everyone has to be on their job for one good photo. And you can take 100 bad ones to get one good one.
And Buffer's a model citizen all the time, too, so that's like super stressful.
Well, thanks for that. But kudos to the photographer I work with. You know, it's like a class. If the teacher's not good, you're not going to be into the class, no matter how interested you are. This photographer was so good, even did the makeup and everything himself. I, you know how they make you feel comfortable? Of course you do, Sammy. And they bring the best out of you. And I want to give Bradford Roan credit for that because he did a great job with me yesterday. I think it's all in the eyes of the beholder. But I was happy. A new role, a new. Now I'm becoming that. Oh God! I never thought I'd be a cheerleader. I became a cheerleader. I never thought I'd be a model. Now I'm a 63-year-old model.
What's crazy to me is like back in the day when you would do a photo shoot like this, you wouldn't know what the pictures even look like because you have to develop them. You know what I mean? So how things have changed. You're probably able to get everything done in one shoot. Where if you didn't get the photos, you know, back in the day, you have to do it all over again.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Guys, it was a fun show. We'll see what the election, where we at now. We're still at 237, 213. 7 states still to be called.
When are you going to post this show?
And probably
the show
after the results.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, because isn't it going to be announced? Or so we're going to take a prediction? What's going to happen?
Well, go ahead.
Let me pull up the latest betting line because I'll just go with that.
What's the latest betting line? Let's make a prediction.
What's your prediction, Sam?
I believe that Biden's going to win it. He's going to eke out, but it's going to be close, and that Trump is not going to, he's not going to, what's that called? He's not going to
concede.
Yeah, that's the word.
Right. I mean,
I can't say that word.
If Biden loses, he's not going to concede either, but we're to that point now. It's going to court for sure.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But from what I'm looking at, again, not my personal viewpoint, I think Biden's going to inch it out. Real eke it out, as you said, Sammy. It's so close.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hear the after wars. They're going to go on. But you know what? Trump has loaded the Senate, right? Even if Biden gets elected, going to have a hard time getting stuff through with the Senate.
I don't know if that's confirmed yet, Bruce. There's still some seats, I think, that are hanging in the balance.
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there could be. Well,
just can't believe Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins.
It's crazy. You know, the stock market's up like 600 points.
Yeah.
Yesterday and today in reaction to what's going on here.
Update on the betting line. Last time we looked, I think Biden was a 3.5-1 favorite. It is now up to 4-1 for Biden to win.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. It's changing every 15 minutes.
That's crazy. Sammy, let's know what's up. What's going on?
Well, we just crowned the new Penthouse Pet of the Year. Mm-hmm. Made the announcement today.
Is it your cat?
What?
Is it your cat?
Yes, it's Miss Lady.
Right. The cat won the Pet of the Year.
Pet of the Year 2020.
Boy, if this was the SNR show, there'd be so many
Buff, don't. Anyway, back to Sam.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Buff.
I wasn't going to do anything. I'm just saying. I know you, Sammy. Go ahead.
So her name is Lacey Lennon. She is a very beautiful redhead, natural redhead in the industry. And our Penthouse Pet for November 2019, she just won our, you know, esteemed title of Pet of the Year. And today was a big rollout of telling everyone. So big stuff. It's an exciting day for this girl.
Awesome. Sammy, remind people how to get a hold of you on Instagram and Twitter, please.
Yeah, it's Sam's Pajama Party on Instagram. It's The Single Life on Twitter, and it's Sammy Phillips on Facebook.
Very cool. TJ?
At TJ DeSantis on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Check out the show Extra Rounds, available now on UFC Fight Pass. I break down fights and react and do interviews with Dean Thomas. Just spoke to Robert Whittaker. That was a pretty fun interview, chatting with him after his big win. But you can also check out Extra Rounds immediately following any live UFC event for the most part. So I think we'll be back this Saturday night following the UFC.
Very cool. And I got to know Robert Whittaker much better in Abu Dhabi. We spent time together. I think I posted a video I did when I was with him and Tai Tuivasa. And we were celebrating at the after party. Great guy. Robert, if you're listening, I promised Robert and Israel Adesanya I was going to ship him a bottle of Puncher's Chance, but due to the international laws, I can't ship liquor internationally. Okay, so I have to wait till I see him in person. I saw Israel last week at the UFC, where, by the way, TJ and Sammy, TJ, I did do the bow. I bow to
I saw
Anderson
it, yeah. I saw there was a shot that someone had taken from like the press area of it. It did not make the broadcast, but it was
the
nice.
Schmo put it up, or his partner Helen.
Yeah, it was a nice. It was subtle in the way that you did it, and I thought that was very good.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to be seen on TV. I was just looking to pay respect to the great Anderson Silva. But I will say that I love his career. Anderson's a great guy. Probably one of the greatest role models of martial arts, UFC ever in history. Everything that epitomizes what I believe a martial artist should be. But I do not want to see him fight in the octagon again. I think it's time to enjoy his life, on to other things. And at the age of 45, say, it's been incredible. And we have yet to hear that, but I predict that possibly could be what it is. Do you think, with Dana White saying he would not let him fight again, do you think, TJ, he could go to Bellator?
The UFC would have to release him in order for that to happen.
Oh, he's got one more fight, right?
Yeah, so I think that's where sort of the issue comes into play here. Let's also look at Anderson's performance in the fight. Leading up to the fight, ending sequence, like, I thought he was winning. But at this point, I feel like Anderson's style, the way that he fights, he just doesn't have the attributes anymore to compete based on his style. He doesn't have the speed that he used to have. I don't think he has the power in the way that he used to have. And most importantly, I don't think that he has the chin that he used to have. I would like to see him walk away. I don't think there's any need for him to fight, especially because in the situation, like you said, Bruce, if he were to receive his release and go to a place like Bellator, what kind of fight do you think he's going to get? He's not going to get a nice fight for himself there. He's going to get fights where they're going to try to put their young and up-and-coming, you know, fighters over him. And that does nothing but sully the career of Anderson Silva. I hope that Anderson chooses to walk away. I hope we don't see an ugly situation where Anderson wants to continue to fight, but Dana White and company do not let him, where they just hold on and make him wait out his contract so that when he would potentially fight in the future, he's even older. I don't like that. If Anderson does want to fight and the UFC would sign off on it to a certain extent, I'd love to see him have a boxing match with Roy Jones Jr. He's wanted that for years. I think that Roy would take care of him in a way where it wouldn't be something that we worry about Anderson's health inside the match. I'd much rather see Anderson versus Roy than Tyson versus Roy, especially when you consider the rules are going to be implemented for not really making it a fight. But I don't know.
Well,
my thoughts.
We'll see what happens. I'm negotiating, and I've already got Michael set to announce the Roy Jones fight at Staples on November 28th. So we'll see what's happening there. Anyway, guys, I have to run. It's been a heck of a show. We've covered a lot of different things. We'll see how the future of our country comes out by the end of the week after this show. TJ, I'm with you on what you just commented on, but I mean, we like the election, we can't comment on things till after they happen. But I just wish Anderson Silva all the best. I will see everybody from the Octagon.
Joe Biden, -430, Buff. -430 now.
Wow. So I've got to be at the Octagon this Saturday. I don't know if I'm going to drive. I may fly to Vegas, but I'm so tentative to fly right now, unless it's the private that we do
I've done it a lot, Bruce. I mean, I don't want to say, like, let your guard down, but I've flown a lot since this started. I've flown internationally multiple times. Let's talk off the air. I don't want to sully the names of any airlines, but you get a different experience on certain airlines. And something you should be aware of if you do go that route.
No, I know. And I think I know what you're talking about. So we'll see. I'm enjoying the drive. We'll see how I feel. Okay. Tiago Santos, Glover Teixeira, main event, Saturday night, UFC Fight Night. I'll see you all from the Octagon. Sammy, love you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Happy to hear everything's going well. Please stay safe, as we've always done. All of us are following the same protocol. TJ, all the best to you. See you next week. We'll come back with another exciting guest. I don't know if they're going to be exciting as Sammy, of course, but we'll do our best. All right, everybody. Thank you all. I hope you're enjoying Puncher's Chance. If your store does not have it, ask the manager of the store to bring it in, and they will. It's selling like hot cakes. Very excited, very proud, and lots to look forward to in the future. I'll see you from the Octagon, as I said before. Everybody set your goals, write them down, be the best you can be, knowledge, everything else. So when you set on that path to achieve those goals, you just be and do the best job you can. And if you do that, you're winning. If you're number one, you're winning. If you're number four, you're winning. Just be the best you can be and be a role model to your sphere of influence. Show everybody respect. Follow your safety and protocol. Let's be the United States of America. And let's hope that this week will get us back to the United States of America, no matter who wins. Okay?
Yeah.
With that being said, love you all. Thank you. International, thank you. Listeners, thank you. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. And thank you for all the videos and audio orders coming into brucebuffer.com. You're keeping me so busy, I'm getting less sleep every night. We are doing a ton of these, and lovingly so. Thank you, Notes. Enjoy, everybody. Have a great week. Buffer out. Big cheers. No fears forever.